And peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you didn't catch it by the church sign when you drove in the parking lot, if you didn't catch it on the slide that's been on the screen all morning, if you didn't catch it from the sermon hymn that was sung, the theme of our message this morning is this: I'm not just a number. God knows me by name. Based on our gospel reading, these verses on this Good Shepherd Sunday from John 10, Jesus said, I am the shepherd of the sheep. The sheep hear my voice, and I call my sheep by name. I am the good shepherd, says Jesus. And the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. I know my sheep. And my sheep know me, says the Lord. I invite you to open up your handout, look on the back. You'll find the sermon outline this morning as we consider our theme, I'm not just a number. But when you stop to think about it, everybody seems to be interested in numbers these days. When you go to the grocery store, they want your debit card number or your credit card number. At the bank, you're only known by your account number. The hospital acknowledges your existence by your health care number. The province of BC knows you by your driver's license number. The federal government acknowledges your existence by your SIN number, your social insurance number. And Revenue Canada is the number game of number games. Pages after page with your numbers on it. Everybody knows my number. Does anybody know me? Here's a word of comfort from today's gospel reading. Jesus says, I am the good shepherd, and I call my sheep by name. He knows you by name. You're not just a number. There is someone who knows you. There's someone to whom you are unique and important and precious. In our world today, it's easy to feel alone. It's easy to feel alone in this big, impersonal world, more like a number than a name. But it's not true. You are intimately known and loved by Almighty God. He has come to us in the person of His Son, Jesus Christ, to love us and to forgive us individually, to tie us close to the very heart of God, to assure us individually you are not just some mindless number in someone's eternal accounting process. You are a sheep of His flock. He knows you by name. But the text also gives us a word of challenge, and the challenge is this: to reach out to others who aren't yet a part of the Good Shepherd's flock. In John 10:16, Jesus says, I have other sheep that are not of this pen. I must bring them also. Jesus is the shepherd, and we are a sheep. And there are others, He tells us. And this is a calling that each of us have, each of us, not just the pastor, to reach out to those who are not yet a part of His flock. The calling that each of us also has is to reach out to the sheep of this specific congregation, those sheep who are absent, those sheep who are hurting, those sheep who were wounded, those sheep who have just drifted off because of bad choices that they've made. You know others who could be here. It's time to quit thinking about them. It's time to reach out to them. Jesus says that he has other sheep. Some of these also are your friends, your family members, some inactive members of this congregation. They need your personal invitation. They need your personal welcome. When church growth studies have been done of how the church grows today, they show us that only 5% of people become an active part of a Christian church because of some crusade or big event. Only about 20% become because of the individual work of the pastor. 75% come because of your invitation, your welcome, your friendship in the name of Christ. The invitation that my grandma used to give to traveling door-to-door salesmen years ago when they came to the front door of our farm is an invitation we can still give today. Grandma used to say to them, "Come on in, friend. There's always room for you at the supper table." Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep." Here's another good word of comfort. Jesus' death is our life. Now, many people in our lives promise to be on your side when hard times come, to help you when you really need them. They vow, "You can count on me when you have nowhere else to turn." Yet too often in our lives, too many people are like the hired hand of Jesus' parable, where he said, when the hired hand sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. But not so with Jesus. He is the good shepherd, look, who laid down his life for us, his sheep. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. I lay down my life for the sheep. When the wolves come," he declares, "the only way you're going to get at my sheep is if you come through me." You want my sheep, Jesus says? Then you've got to go through me. And on that cross of Calvary, Jesus laid down his life for us. The wolves of sin, death, and devil tore him apart for us unto death. But as Easter Sunday, and as every Sunday declares, he rose from death. He rose in victory. He laid down his life for us, but he took it up again. And he has won the eternal victory over sin, death, and the devil. And all that he's done for you. He has pulled the teeth out of those wolves. And he's done it for you and me. But here's another word of challenge. We today are not to be selfish hired hands. We're to be under shepherds of Jesus, our good shepherd. A hired hand sees his connection with the flock as just a way to get something for himself, like a paycheck or some lamb stew. He has no real commitment to the flock, does a hired hand. He just wants to get what he wants to get. And our challenge today is to be Christians and church members who do not just ask, "What's in it for me? What can I get out of the church or my Christian faith? How can I get my needs met without committing my time and my talents and my treasures to this flock?" Instead, each of us, yes, again, not just the pastor, but each of us, is to ask, what can I do to be an under-shepherd with Jesus, the Good Shepherd? What can I do to care for the sheep within this flock and those who are yet on the outside? Imagine how this congregation could be strengthened, how this congregation could be revitalized, how this congregation can be completely changed when each of us reexamines what it means to be a member of the flock. Not just attendance to get something for myself, but commitment to care for each other in Jesus' name. And so today, on Good Shepherd Sunday, I ask you to do two simple but very important things. First, to ask God to give you a willingness, to give you a willing and joyful heart to serve Him and your brothers and sisters here at Trinity Lutheran Church. This is the time of the year when people will be contacted, and you will be contacted, to ask if you'll be willing to help with various jobs and tasks and positions in our congregation. When you are asked, I pray that you will respond with a joyful heart. Here is a practical way that you can lay down your life for the others in the flock and be an under-shepherd of our Good Shepherd. And secondly, the second challenge, would you ask God today to lay upon your heart the name of one person that you can reach out to welcome here, to invite, to accompany here, to hear God's word? Pray, God, lay on your heart the name of one person, and then do it. As Jesus' under-shepherd, here are two practical ways. Serve Him and reach out. As we end this sermon, I should tell you that I appreciate the job that Kawhi Lee does Sunday after Sunday, week after week, in placing the sermon title on the church sign. Now, lately I was wondering if I would ever have an experience with him that another pastor did when he phoned in his sermon title. This pastor lived in a small town and he phoned in his sermon title to the local newspaper. And the person who answered the phone said, yes, pastor, what's your title? And he said, the Lord is my shepherd. And the person who answered the phone said, is that all? And the pastor said, that's enough. And that week in that small town newspaper, in the church page, the name of the title of the sermon read this way. The Lord is my shepherd. That's enough. My friends, in today's busy and impersonal world, it hurts to feel just like a number among countless others. It hurts to feel alone or uncared for. It hurts to feel just like a number and not a name. But you have a good shepherd. His name is Jesus. He laid down your life for you. He laid down His life for you and He took it up again. The Lord is your shepherd. And that's enough. You are His sheep. You are not just a number. In Jesus' name, amen. We now worship our Lord with His offering.